What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Walker Talk Show. I'm your host, Cole Walker, and today I have a very special guest with me today, the group LED. So if each one of you just want to kind of go one by one and introduce yourselves, and then one of you can kind of give a brief intro of kind of who you guys are and what you're currently up to.
I am Logan, the L in LED. My name is Logan Siu. I've known Ethan and Donnie for, I don't know, probably since the beginning of high school. I've known Donnie since like my sixth grade year in middle school. But right now I'm just living in Charlotte, working, and I'm about to go to school in the fall.
Hey, man. What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Donnie. Everybody calls me Don. I reside here currently in Raleigh. I've been knowing Logan and Ethan for a long time. Like Logan said, I've been knowing since he was a little tater tot. You know what I'm saying? And me and Eve, you know, we've been doing shows and singing together for years. So when we got together, it was pretty much just fate. You know what I'm saying? So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah. So I'm Ethan. Ethan Hall from Wilmington, North Carolina, just like the rest of them. Right now I'm living in Haslett, Texas, working for my aunt and uncle at a church right now. But we, LED, we originated, what, like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe? 3 or 4 years ago. And we've come out with 2 albums. We got a 3rd one on the way, and we're just super excited about it.
Heck yeah, man. So I kind of want to take it back. I'm going to ask, like, kind of each of you guys this question, but when was kind of the moment for you when you were like, oh, man, like, I love this music thing. Like, I could really see myself, like, doing this, you know, like, as a career.
Well, ever since I was little, I've always had a thing for the arts, no matter what it was. I kind of started off in acting, more of the film side. But music has always been my number one passion over anything. Like, if I wanted acting to be my career, but music was my passion. It was always there for me. It was a good way to release stuff, release feelings and cope with things. And so then... around when, you know, Ethan and Donnie and I were hanging out, we were just hanging out in Ethan's room, and we were just messing around, like saying like, yo, we should write a song, because we would like just talk about sometimes how we would write little things to like express our feelings. And so then I was like, wait, we should write a song together. And Ethan was like, I don't really write. I was like, come on, man, you got it, and you know what you're doing. Like, and back then, Ethan, he kind of doubted himself a little bit, but all he needed was confidence, and shoot, he can pick up a pen and start writing. But yeah, so then when we were there, we like made a pretty banging song, if I may say so myself. It's called Be My Bay, and we're actually doing a remix, new album. But when we started listening to that song, we were like, oh shoot, this thing actually, it's not that bad. And so then we started like doing more, and then we could like kind of see, like we started like visioning the future for ourselves, like trying to be like, we could actually make a, like try and make a living off of this, like just making music all the time, just, you know, hanging out with friends, making music. It's a good time. It'll be something awesome to do to make money. And so that's what we're trying to do, just be successful in making music.
For sure. Donnie, what about you, man?
Man, you know, my mama would always tell me I was singing before I could talk, you know, and I have music people on both ends, you know, people on my dad's side and my mom's side. So I can honestly say that I'm super blessed to be able to sing and dabble in the arts and things like that. But most definitely, just like piggybacking from what Logan said, we was at E's house one night, you know what I'm saying? And we was just chilling, vibing, what we usually do. And we wrote the song, and I was like, yo, what's our group name? I was like, ho. Catch me, LED. I was joking around, but then we was like, oh, okay, that's kind of fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for me, music has always been a love of mine. It's always been something that I've just always gravitated to. Like, growing up, I used to sing in the church. My grandma used to always sing in the, used to have me singing in church every third Sunday when I was a kid. Always. And awesome. It wasn't until, like, middle school when I met Logan, we both started singing with Kathy, and then my sophomore year in high school is when I met Ethan, and then like I would say maybe a year or two later Logan started dabbling back in Kathy's program, and then the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. So for me, I guess I've always liked music, but for me, it was, I just always wanted to be on the stage somehow. I just love performing in any way, shape, or form. And so just getting to know them and their love for music, I think really inspired me. And me and Logan had done a little bit of a remix to a song one time. And then they haven't even said this, but we were supposed to write another song. We already had it like laid down pat. We were like, okay, we're going to write this other song called Figment. And it just didn't happen. We ended up just writing this completely other song, which is amazing. But like, it's just so funny how things work out. And I think we each play to different strengths in the group. And so as a whole, it just is perfect.
Right. First, so like, I want to take it back, like when you guys first met. So like when you guys all were like together and we're like, oh man, like we should all like form this group. Right. So like, take me back to like that moment and like kind of the, what you guys did to kind of start this momentum of like, okay, like we're going to write these songs. We're going to take it to the studio. We're going to put it out. Like, kind of take me through like those like first initial steps, because I think like we have a lot of people listening to this, and especially at my school and back home, that are interested in music, right? And like they just want to know like how to get started, right? Like how to get momentum, you know, just kind of speak to that. And when you guys first met and how you guys started the momentum.
We was all chilling at Ethan's that one night. And I had saw, because they had did a video on Facebook and did a little acapella remix to Special by Drum or whatever.
Are you talking about Ethan and Logan?
Yes, Ethan and Logan. And okay. It was getting beat on Facebook. It was getting mad love on Facebook. And
how long ago was that?
This was like 2 years ago, 2.5.
Maybe it was, 3. It was like, 2.5, maybe to 3. Yeah.
Late okay. 2017 going into 2018.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
And we started writing stuff, and then we found this beat on YouTube, and I was like, summertime fine, wish the girl was mine. And then I started writing it down, and then, you know, we just started doing music. And I will say, like, the person who really was pushing us was Ethan, man. You know what I'm saying? Ethan has a drive that's, like, unmatched. You know what I'm saying? I think it's that Virgo in him. You know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, but he was the dude who was setting everything up. Like, he found, like, because there are guys who we know who, like, started, like, getting into producing and stuff. And so we, like, went to one of our friends. And Ethan, he set all that up. He set up one of these things where we went to, like, what was it? Jacksonville or Greensboro? It was, like, someplace, where he performed to, like, get money, like, everything we kind of did was because of like Ethan setting it up. Like
that's
he
cool.
would
go,
yeah.
He said he had that drive.
Most definitely, like he really was like, even though we didn't have a manager, it was like we all bring something to the table. You know what I'm saying? But it was like Ethan was the group mate, but he was also a manager at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, he really helped us get a lot of things going. And our first project that we worked on, you know, we were super excited. And when it came out, we got so much love from it. And after that project, we started to reconnect with our boy, Yaro. His name's Harry. He did shows with us back in the day with Kathy Snow. And he was doing his little music thing too, you know what I'm saying? And he produced it as well. And the moment that we started working with him, like our sound completely changed. The first thing we did with him was this song called That's Me. And we all laid down verses on that song. And that was our first song to hit over 1K plays on SoundCloud. You know, so it was huge for us.
We were on the top of the world when that thing hit 1,000. I tell you what, man, we were on top of the world.
I'm sure.
For real. And ever since that moment, we never stopped working with him.
Yeah.
Ever since that moment.
That's sweet. I guess like so, along the way like, so like, far, like as far as like you guys like, as a group, like, did you guys have any kind of mentors or coaches that have kind of helped you like along the way? Like it could be, you know, maybe the producer guy, or maybe it could be like a director in high school that maybe like pushed you to do music even more, somebody you met in college. Like, is there anybody that really you've gotten so much value from to help you like push y'all's career?
Honestly, like performing with really, like just being in the studio, cooking up stuff with Ethan, Donnie, and Yaro, that's really like all those guys in the same room at the same time when we're making stuff and like ideas are just flowing through your mind. Like Yaro would have an idea and it would like be like, whoa, like so all of our ideas like bouncing off each other, like was motivating us a lot. Like, so just all of us kind of motivated each other. But yeah, Yaro, he's got a really good creative mind. He tells us like some stuff to do. He's like, oh, try it like this, or add like, you know, I don't know, some harmonies that goes like this. So he's got a really good musical creative mind. So, but yeah, like I said, all of us together giving feedback is really motivating me a lot. Because I just love making music with these guys.
I could definitely say, I'd say like Kathy Snow, of course, just like supporting us from the beginning. Even Miss Lanier, our chorus teacher in high school, she I wouldn't say she was out there constantly like being like, oh my gosh, you guys are amazing, but just like to pick up from her. And I say honestly, the biggest shout out and the biggest person who meant the most to us have been our fans who have stuck with us from the jump. Like the little ones, like the people who have been with us since, like Will You Be My Bae and stuff like that, who constantly go and message us. Yeah, shout out Tina, man, holy cow, that's amazing. But, Jonathan Carr, you know, like a couple other people, but it's just like there's certain people who've always gone and shared our music, and now we've got 25,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, and so it's just like
that's awesome, man.
It's really only because of those people that's where we are today. So absolutely. Yeah, shout out to them.
And to, you know, pick up from that, you know what I'm saying? I definitely agree. We have people that supported us, but at the same time, it was some people who wasn't all the way, you know, they was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely think it took us to, like I said, when we started working with y'all, like it really changed our sound and it like put us on a completely different level, you know? And then I think the brotherhood is really what, you know, kept us together and really just leveled us up, you know, just
absolutely
elevated us every time.
Yeah, 100%. So I guess like throughout the journey right now, like looking back on the past few years, couple years, whatever, what is like the biggest thing that you guys have learned and that like you could tell a younger person that may be in the same situation, like maybe they're like trying to join some other guys and start a group, and what's something you could tell them to help them out in their career?
Don't get discouraged, because I mean, so easily, so many times, like for instance, you can go and put out a song on SoundCloud or whatever, you can put it out anywhere, and sometimes people just aren't feeling it, and there's nothing you can do about that, because that's like, you know, that's some people's own opinion, but that doesn't mean that's all you're gonna make. You can easily go out next time you go record and just make an absolute hit. But if you tell yourself in your head, oh no, nobody likes this, so nobody's ever gonna like me, then you just kill all your momentum that you can ever possibly have.
That's awesome. Do you guys have any tips as far as like marketing your music?
Try to be different when you go and put stuff out. A lot of people just do the same exact thing. And we also use DistroKid. DistroKid is amazing. It's extremely cheap and it gets the job done perfectly. Just try to be innovative with everything you do. Don't try to be like everybody else. And some people go, if they listen to our songs and stuff, sometimes they sound really poppy, but guess what? That's us. That's not us trying to be like anybody else. That's literally like Donnie has such a great voice that when he goes and he sings a melody, it just takes off right there. That's not him when he goes to sing it being like, oh, I'm trying to sound like Trey Songz right now. That's just him being Donnie. And so it's, just try to be you. So
I agree. I feel like what makes us different from so many other people is like we just do what we want. We do what we want to do. We record the songs that we want to record. Like we don't want to. We're not trying to sound like somebody else. Like we're not trying to be like Migos. We're not trying to be like all these other. You know what I'm saying? No shade to Migos, because we love Migos. You know what I'm saying? But like
right.
But I will say we definitely get inspired by other artists. and we go from there, and then we put our own twist on it. You know what I'm saying? And we just do what we want to do.
So you guys have two albums out right now, right? Yes. Currently?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sweet. Where can our audience find those?
The albums are called Graduation and Chillin'. They are out on all streaming platforms. And we just released two singles off of our upcoming album, which will be out on the 21st of this month. The singles are called Carousel and Fireflies. Two completely different feels. Fireflies is probably the sweetest song we've ever put out.
Okay. Sweet. What's kind of the best place for our audience to kind of keep up with you guys and what's going on with the journey?
I would probably honestly say our individual Instagram accounts. And if you go on our individual, we post all the time about our almost every single day. Like, especially with the album coming out in 2 weeks, we literally have, we have so much stuff going on constantly. We have a lot of artists that are on the project who are going promoting it also, that we're sharing and just getting the buzz ready for it. So just individual social media accounts.
As far as now, I know all you guys are actually in different cities, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So how are you guys like making it work? Like, you know, like there may be another, you know, group out there that's kind of doing the same thing or wanting to do the same thing. And is like, well, man, we're not even in the same place. So how are we going to make this work? So how are you guys kind of handling that like right now?
We all got the opportunity to get together like a little after Christmas. And prior to that, it was still like we weren't able to really get together because Ethan moved first, and then Logan moved, and then I moved. So we were all pretty much like in different areas. So once we got together, like, visiting home, it's always nice to visit home, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, it was work. And we already had songs in our drive or whatever, but the new songs that we recorded like 9-10 songs in like a day and a half. Like we was too much to quit. Like we was not playing.
Yeah.
9-10 songs in a day and a half.
Yeah.
Y'all listen.
So we got 13 songs on this album. I'd probably say three of them, maybe two were like done. Two of them were like maybe done, like off top. And the rest of them we did on the spot. We had either added stuff to it and it was like halfway done, but there was probably 8 songs that were like from scratch, just like starting it up. We did a whole bunch of songs, so we basically did an album in like 2 days. We all got in Wilmington and we hung out the night before. We went to go record and we recorded the whole entire day on Friday. And then that night we had a photo shoot for the album. And then after it was over, Logan had to leave town, but me and Donnie went to go fix a couple stuff. And we met every single person that was on the album who was a feature at the studio. And so that day was basically a feature day. So all the features came in from different places. Myrtle Beach, a lot from like Wilmington, but it's just, yeah. And so that's basically how we got it done. It was stressful, but we got it done.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to hear about this new album coming up. So this is coming out
the 21st of this month.
Okay. So leading up to this album and kind of when the album comes out, like, what do you guys have planned? Like, you guys have any shows coming up or what are y'all going to do as far as that goes to help promote it?
Well, so we are going, if you go on my Instagram story and, so let me go ahead and I'm going to shout out every single person who's on this album just because it is important. ILM, Billy Madison, Yarrow, Bianca Shaw, Microphone Check. Honestly, the fans for the first track, because we got a lot of people who, Z1075, daggone, who else is on this? Brina Martin, and that's about it. But we got a lot of amazing people to come through. I just want to go ahead and get that off top. And so just to promote it, we got a contest coming out soon because we got some merch. And the people who can guess, any one of our fans who can guess one of our favorite 3 songs that we've ever released will get a free shirt. No matter where they are in the country, get sent to them.
Okay.
Free. We're doing that, and we're doing the exact same thing for the album. So when the album comes out, time, but if they can guess
just one,
like of the members, like let's say if they were to guess mine, if they guess my three favorite songs off the album, they would also get free merch from the album sent to them for free. And we're going to do that for like three people when it comes to the album.
Yeah. Go. So if each one of you, we can start with you, Logan, like want to drop your socials down below. And then, you know, one of you can kind of drop like if you all have a website or where people can go and check out the merch and stuff.
Yeah. My Instagram is SIU113. That's it.
Okay.
My Instagram,
TikTok is Hey is Donnie, all one word, Donnie, D-O-N-N-I-E. I'm on YouTube, Hey is Donnie, with an S-G-F-N, all capital letters. Snapchat, Chronicles of Don. You can catch me on all my socials right there. You know what I'm saying?
Sweet.
My social is Ethan_Hall3. That's my Instagram, and you'll be able to get my Snapchat from there. The YouTube is also, it's just capital L, period, capital E, period, and then capital D, and then an exclamation mark. That's the YouTube. That's, if you go to look up on any music distributor, that's what it will be under, capital.
Sweet. And also, folks, I'll link all this down below so you guys can check it out pretty quickly. But y'all, I thank y'all so much for taking the time to be on the show today. Do you guys have any kind of closing remarks just for the audience and for those who are really passionate about music and want to get started in their career?
I have some advice. To make music, if you really want to make music, you have to make it for you because it makes you happy. Like Ethan said, don't make it for anybody else. And when you're in the studio, like, write something that really like speaks to you and makes you feel like it's for you. Like this is your like special thing. It's like not for anybody else. And then you keep working on it. But like, you know, when you release it, then it's for like people to hear and all that stuff. But also when you're in the studio, don't leave until you are satisfied with your work.
Yes.
They know this about me. I am like, this really depends on like if you're a perfectionist, obviously, like don't just like never release it and work on it because then you know it's not gonna be fun. You're just gonna be like stressed about it because you have a certain image in your head of what it's supposed to be like. But just really be satisfied with your work until you release it. Be satisfied with your work.
Remain united. Like always stick together no matter what. Don't let outside sources discourage you. Don't let outside sources tell you how to handle it, what you need to do. I mean, people can give you advice, but at the same time, nobody can figure it out the way you and your peoples can. And that's all I got to say.
Love that.
I guess this is my closing remark. I just want to go ahead and say to everybody who's listening right now, this album has definitely meant a lot to us. It's definitely, I don't think you could argue, it's easily our best work. So we got a lot of people on it who just, you know, are amazing people, dope artists. You got to go check them all out. Shout out to Yaro. His album just came out. Go check that out.
Yes, right.
Heck yeah.
But we just got a lot of exciting stuff going. And with the album, we're just so unbelievably excited. We brought a song back that literally was our very first song. We made a remix of it. And I think everybody else is just going to be really, really excited about it because we have not announced to anybody that we're even doing that. But if they go and listen to this.
Here you go.
Yeah.
You heard it first.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time. And congrats on the new album. We're all pumped to hear
appreciate
that.
You.
And,
thanks for having us, man.
Of course. So anyway, guys, I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.
Peace out.
Thanks.